China's e-commerce giant Alibaba Group has announced that the Double 11 online shopping festival this year will be expanded from 24 hours to 24 days. That sounds like a
cha-ching
and a very long period of time. Yeah, so guys, please tell me more about this latest change of things.
Yeah, but to know that, we should first take ourselves back to the mysterious good old days in the 1990s. Mm-hmm. Originally thought of as China's anti-Valentine's Day, because like for single people, Valentine's Day is just not nice at all. So basically they think November 11, see the digits? It's like 11, 11, 11. It looks like the loneliest day in the year because so many one is there.
Yeah,
it's just so sad. So we're going to turn the sad day into a happy event. What do? We go shopping. So after the festival had existed for about two decades, China's e-commerce giant Alibaba tried to reinvent it in 2009. So now it's developed into a global carnival with tens of thousands of realtors and retailers and millions of buyers taking part, even bigger than a combination of Cyber Monday and Black Friday in the U.S. The Single Days Festival or Double 11 Shopping Spear is supposed to start on November 11 and last for 24 hours. However, maybe 24 hours feel like not good enough anymore. Basically, how this year's shopping frenzy has started and extended from 24 hours to 24 days. The news was announced by the Alibaba Group on October the 20th, saying the shopping event started from last Friday, October the 21st, and would last till November the 13th.
Yeah, I'm suspicious. I'm on you, Alibaba. Okay. but yeah, so let's talk about, you know, basically how successful this has been, because that's definitely something that needs to be talked about. In 2015, it had an estimated turnover, this holiday, the shopping spree, Double 11, had an estimated turnover of more than 91.2 billion yuan. That is 13.5 billion US dollars, breaking several world records for one day sales, creating 680 million packages. In 2014, Alibaba offered discounts on a myriad of goods on its shopping site, which led to record breaking numbers of 9.3 billion in the 24 hour sales period. The company's Singles Day sales have grown, I guess, 5,740% from 2009 to 2013, according to Market Watch. Now, I'm looking at this, and, you know, we had just talked about, Nuhong Lin had just talked about these changes we're seeing. In my mind, the first question I had was, why fix what's not broken? I mean, 5,740% from 2009 to 2013. Those are some unheard of figures in the way of growth. Mm-hmm. And, you know, maybe it slowed down a little bit from 2013 to 2015 in the growth percentage. But that's, of course, I think that's to be expected. I mean, you can't maintain that level of growth forever.
That's interesting because, after what Ryan has offered us, the mm-hmm. Analysis of numbers.
Yes. You can call me Yu Yang today.
Oh, yeah. Yes, playing a very good role play there.
Thank you.
Yes. It can also show that this is, I think there's slight changes going on mm-hmm. in the market, and maybe because of the sloth, the slowing growth, that is prompting the company Alibaba to try to come up with new tactics to boost sales. Maybe that is a decision that is a reason behind the decision of expanding a one day thing into almost a whole month thing. And I do wonder if that's going to have a strictly positive effect on shoppers, because these are the people that are being targeted here, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. And in fact, this year, the number of parcels, those are packages being delivered, is projected, which means is guessed at, to exceed 1 billion, up 35%, according to the company figures. It's also estimated that the market will make over ¥1 trillion in 2017. Those are some huge numbers. And absolutely, I think it's possible. But to tell you the truth, I see there being more disadvantages to this system than advantages. I think that, you know, sometimes people become, when you add a time-sensitive, basically a time-sensitive deal to your website, you're not giving someone the luxury to weigh the pros and cons. And when you have that partnered with a great deal, I think that's an equation to make serious cash. When you expand it, first of all, you know, 24 days, I can sit on a deal. I can think, do I want this? Do I need this? You know, I don't know. These kind of things are going through my mind. But when you make it just a 24-hour deal, I think that is an excellent way. And I think many companies have done this in getting people to buy stuff they don't necessarily need.
Yeah, but, well, first of all, some items are actually in an advanced booking period. So basically, mm-hmm. you pay for the down payment and wait and pay the rest on November 11th and get the items later. So I feel like the 24 days thing is more like a promotion period instead of a 24-day, let's say, shopping frenzy. That's the first thing I wanted to clarify. And second, I feel like the days are changing. So basically in 2009, it's like not that many people were using online shopping. E-commerce is not that booming during that time. But nowadays, it feels like pretty much everyone I know had touched a little bit on this. So I'm not saying everyone's buying everything online, but it's not a very new, fresh, interesting, high-tech thing anymore. So for those who shopping like pretty much all year long online, they see this as a nice event that they can have some good deal. So if you stretch the time from 24 hours to 24 days, it gives them more time to think about what they want to buy, give them time to analysis, maybe compare the prices and quality, and also a little bit time to do some research on the real market. I mean, in real shops, they can try the clothes on. If they like it, they look it online and buy it. For me, I think it's quite good. And for those who really don't know what is online shopping, so if they don't know, you can't really tell them what it is in just one day. You give them 24 days so they feel like, okay, there's a really big sale going on. Maybe I should go check it out. Maybe I should learn how to buy things online. And that kind of feel like is also a good idea.
That's interesting. I think, yeah, for this one-day event to be expanded to 24 days, mm-hmm. it just makes one special day no longer special for me.
Yeah, you're teaming up, huh?
Well, let's just try to get this out of my system. So it's kind of like you're supposed to have your wedding on that day, right? But what is it like to have a wedding on 24 days? And does it make it any special anymore? It doesn't sound like the case at all. And I think the attractive point was that this is one day of celebration of commercialism to some extent. But now it's been prolonged, and I think the enthusiasm could also be diluted in a way. And that is the part that I think the three of us agree more or less upon. But I do wonder, if you are given that much amount of time, then more people are probably going to get involved. So in general, maybe it's not as exciting anymore, but the sales volume could probably still go up.
I think it just becomes a month-long sale like any other company would have a month-long sale. There's nothing special to it. I think what really helped this particular holiday festival shopping spree really gain its roots is that it was related to maybe something that wasn't widely popular, but a cool idea of celebrating the fact that, but acknowledging the fact that you're single. And I say this because...
Oh, God!
Well, no, everybody can sympathize with that. Whether you're in college, whether you're out of college, really anybody can. The deal is, what do you feel when you're single? obviously, maybe you'd want that to change. So you have this feeling of change. And I don't know if you guys have like ever been this way, but I know sometimes when I want to change, maybe I go out and I buy gym clothes because I want to get in a better shape, or I want to buy new clothes to go out in, or I want to have this and that, things that I think will make my life better and make me more successful, to kind of fill in that gap of maybe that I feel a little sad that I'm alone. And that is something that I think really was capitalized well in the fact, especially that it's only 24 hours. It gave meaning to the holiday and meaning to the shopping. Now there's no meaning to it. In my opinion, 24 days, that's just a random number. It's way too much time. And nobody wants to be reminded that they're single for 24 days. I don't want to be like, oh God. Okay, day 12. I bought tons of stuff I don't need. And I'm poor. Got it. I'm not going to make rent, so this sale really hurt me.
Oh, that's bad.
In one day you can get a lot of good shopping done. I think it's fun, too. There's this air of excitement, like staying up till 12 o'clock for New Year's or a midnight release of a movie or a video game. You know, I've been to those, and they make it a fun thing. I think it's fun to be sitting at the computer, maybe with your single friends, and you're having some drinks and you've made a wish list. It's like a Singles Day party. And then as soon as 12 o'clock rolls around and the sales start, you're like, come on, guys, get your stuff, buy all your stuff. Everybody's screaming, you know, saying gong bae, pounding, doing, having a good time, you know, enjoying those kinds of things. Maybe that's a very American way to look at it, but I could totally see that this kind of holiday would have that effect in the U.S. And I think it's fun. 24 hours, it creates a challenge. Buy as much as you can and stuff that you need, but at the same time, maybe be more frugal so that you come out of that day-long sale still with a little bit of money left. But all yeah, right. I think it's fun.
Yeah, I think if it's a fun event, then that would be very cool. And also, yeah, if they make it a carnival using what New Holland said, and I'll just take it a notch down, a festival. But still, I mean, it could be fun. But Ryan, just to give you one small warning, mm-hmm, you know, don't let the alcohol be
poured over your computer screen.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I think, we did speculate that there, mm-hmm, could be some things that are not that ideal, or we think is not as fun, or is that positive towards this company. But I'm going to let you guys read the tea leaves a little bit. Do you think, like, if we look at the final sales, mm-hmm, numbers, mm-hmm, by the end of Singles Day, would it still be up, up, up?
I don't think so. I think, first of all, the Singles Day with this 24-hour or 24-day-long sale, no. I think it completely destroyed that time sensitiveness that made people feel an urgent need to buy these things. Now they're just going to sit on it and they have tons of time to think about whether they want to make that purchase. I could be wrong, and definitely. But I also think we should talk about the other changes that are being made. It's not just a 24-day period. There's one thing that I thought was particularly interesting because of how it pertains to Alibaba. Guys, hear me out. So they are, Alibaba is encouraging more brands to introduce new products during the Double 11 shopping frenzy. Some of these 50 famous world brands would be Burberry, Maserati, Guerlain, Samsonite, just to name a few. Mm-hmm. But basically, guys, luxury name brands. Now, when I think of luxury name brands, I don't think that many people will be expecting a huge sale of something from Maserati. So I think that's going to hurt your numbers. The thing about Taobao and the thing about Tmall is I can get, especially maybe with, you know, Taobao, I can get fake stuff for real cheap, maybe, you know, in certain ways. Yes. And actually, I think this poses an interesting predicament here for Alibaba. Is it has these brands being marketed and doing this opening show and encouraging, you know, they're encouraging them to introduce new products during the Double 11 24-day thing. But at the same time, why would I get something from Maserati or, let's say, you know, another famous brand when I can get a good other version of it off of, you know, from a different vendor on Taobao.
Yeah, in Taobao, they're trying to fight the fakes, so...
Yeah, I know, but they haven't still
done,
pop up.
Yes, the best job in that. And then apparently on Tmall, because it is...
higher end?
Yeah, a bit higher end. I think the threshold of entering that marketplace is a lot higher. So it's usually established brands that open sort of like official online shops on Tmall.
Yeah.
And it's interesting what Ryan, you just said. But introducing...
Why buy those if I have an option on a cheaper option?
Well, I'd like to answer that question. First of all, you can buy that. So these really high-end stuff are actually provided for the so-called A-Pass members, which is more like a black card-only, invitation-only system in Taobao. You have to be one of those members to buy these stuff. So... I don't think you bought that much stuff on Taobao. So they included you in that.
I have friends. Contrary to popular belief, I have friends.
And I think this particular activity is more like a gesture Taobao make to try to enter the high-end luxury market world. And they say that 80% of world's first-class lifestyle brands are available on its B2C platform. So basically nowadays, they don't want people to think it as a place to buy cheap, maybe fake stuff. They want it them to think that we have everything here. And according to some certain Black Card A Pass member, they do have really good deal as they partner with this top brand. So they offer some good deal, some good stuff that you wanted to have, and you can buy them here. So for those who really want it.
Yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying here. It just blows my mind to basically invite these super high-end companies to sell on your platform and then also potentially be offering maybe knockoffs on your other platform, you know, fake ones on your other platform. And to have that kind of business model, who's going to be like, you know, this looks the same as this, but this one's way less expensive. Of course, people are going to opt for that. But yet these companies are jumping in on this. I think it's interesting.
I think it's interesting, but I think these products, they're very different. And I think when it's different kind of shopping behavior will come from that. I'll give you an example. Maserati, what is that? That's luxurious automobiles.
Yeah.
It's more than 1 million yuan. So who shops for a luxurious car online? I doubt anybody will do so. The people who have the money to do so would want to go to the shop, to go to the brick and mortar store and have the salesperson have one knee on the floor pretty much to serve you. You don't get that on online shopping. So don't really see that happening. And also, what's the other, I can't remember the other brand, but one of it is super luxurious cosmetics. So does any woman want to buy fake cosmetics and poison your skin? No, you do not want to do that. But do you want to do that on Tmall when you can probably get better deals at Terminal 3 in the Beijing International Airport? Is the far better deal, according to my own experience. And then there's Samsonite. What's Samsonite? That is high-end travel luggage stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe you can get it there. So I think it's very different, the kind of brands that's being offered here. And I tend to agree with you, Julian, on this one. It's more about lifting your image.
Yeah.
That, you know, online shopping can be kind of high-end, but it's not really luxurious. Sorry to say that. Break it to you.
Yeah, I mean, we can go in circles on this one. I do just think it's interesting to offer the real and the fake in one enterprise, one company's offering both. That's a little interesting. Also, though, I do want to mention that I think a definite problem for this is that it is not, I would say it's not foreigner friendly. And at first, everybody, I'm sure, is like, Ryan, their demographics isn't foreigners, you know, blah, blah, blah. But I think the future of any business is to go global. And I think Alibaba totally knows that. I think they definitely would have plans to make this a global thing. But, you know, New Hong Lin had raised a great point, being that I can't really shop on Taobao. I don't think there's any English options for me that I know of, or at least on Tmall, maybe that's the same. But also, it's just, it's not, I don't feel like it's foreigner friendly. And sure, you know, only really people that are living here are using these and taking advantage of the sale. But at the same time, if I was Alibaba, I wanted to expand outside of China, I would make it a foreigner-friendly version so that any foreigners, and there's quite a few foreigners here in China, they will be using this and loving it. And then they'll be telling their friends back home, and it'll spread almost like a wildfire. I mean, it couldn't hurt. It always is helpful to offer more rather than less. Mm-hmm. But I think that is also something that could inhibit its success. It's a holiday, but it's maybe only something people know about here.
Yeah, I get what you're saying here. And also, I have to say, there is a online shopping platform, excuse me, in English called AliExpress.com. But
never
actually,
used it.
Yeah, but that one is actually much smaller. And the shops and sellers are on the platform are not as same as those in Taobao. And I know, I think Alibaba has thought of it, but it's hard for them to solve the problem because they are not actually managing all the shops. It's the sellers, the private or company. They just do them in Chinese and it's hard for them to make to different language versions.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's mostly a Chinese consumer thing. And even if Alibaba wants to expand overseas, its delivery infrastructure, its warehouses, and the shoppers and the vendors, they're all Chinese. And it's very difficult to build all that structure elsewhere. And I think that's going to be the biggest obstacle if this company wants to do the same, replicate the same kind of success overseas. And our listeners would not stop talking about shopping online.
Hey
guys. Yeah, I'll read out a few. Yes, you heard that from Ryan. And there's Niu Nai Jiao Tang saying, yeah, I totally agree with Ryan.
Ooh.
We do spend a lot of time before Double 11 Festival. We do not need to have an extra 23 days to remind me that I am single.
Yeah, girl. Ugh. Preach, girl.
Yeah. And there's Ive saying, I want to buy the whole world when I can relax from work, just being good to myself. I like that too. There is Xinxin saying, I agree with Niu Honglin on this. People are given far more time to come to their senses and delete most of the wanted but not needed items in their shopping trolleys. Isn't that a very good point? You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang.